This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Fair trade coffee is meant to give smaller growers a larger share of high retail prices. You may have seen other fair trade crafts in hipster boutiques, but some of that merchandise is now coming to a department store near you. Reporter Lori Stern filed this report from Guatemala.
Yolanda Morales weaves while she talks. One end of her loom winds around her waist. The other is tied to a cement pillar in the dusty courtyard of her mother's house. Morales leads a community of 20 weavers who live high in the mountains east of Chichicastenango. Families here grow corn and raise animals. Indigenous Maya, 40% of Guatemala's population, have lived this way for centuries. Morales says when her grandmother taught her to weave, it was with only four colors. Now she uses 12 colors and new designs. She knows her blouses and shawls are fashionable because they're selling.
So the colors we matched as closely as we could.
Mm-hmm. They look pretty close.
A couple of hours away, in a bigger city called Panajachel, Morales' work is being inspected by a potential customer at the offices of a nonprofit called Maya Traditions. Allison Wanschneider is its director of sales and marketing.
We're providing a product that people want to buy with a story that they support.
But before she signs on, Juan Schneider's customer has questions. How does Maya Traditions control quality? Where does it bank? And who keeps the books? How much product can it offer?
We're really working on both sides.
The customer is Danny Huffaker. She's the Guatemala rep with Peace & Co., a for-profit company that finds handmade products for major brands like Nordstrom and J. Crew.
What we're doing is managing expectations that brands have that artisan groups may not be accustomed to working with.
For instance, the industry talks about fabric in yards. But what comes off a backstrap loom isn't a yard. It's the width of the weaver's waist. And that's called a lienzo.
We can definitely do this in lienzos. And I think
the women say shoppers want fair trade products in mainstream stores. Consumer demand is driving both retailers and artisans to change the way they do business. I'm Lori Stern for Marketplace.